thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio. On RNIB Connect Radio.
It's just the same. It's driving home, driving home.
Wonderful voice there, Chris Rea, and Driving Home for Christmas. You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio with Paulina. As always, I'll be here for the next hour. And today it's, of course, all things festivities, so we'll have lots and lots of Christmas music. I'll also be sharing some fun, happy festive facts with you as well, and we'll have all those very important conversations around well-being and happiness. And I can tell you, we'll be chatting with My Sight and Not Choir a little bit about their love for music, and there'll be a bit of a sprinkle of festivities to that conversation. We'll also be joined by Matthew Eves, who will share some tips for managing loneliness this festive season, because if you live by yourself, you might feel lonely, or sometimes if you're not feeling your best, you might still feel lonely when you're surrounded by a lot of people. So he'll share some ideas for how to manage those feelings over the holidays. And before the end of the show today, we'll be joined by someone very special. We'll be joined by Master of Mixology, British Moody. He will share how you can get that nice festive feeling, but without the headache from drinking alcohol. So he'll share some ideas for how to spice up your alcohol-free drinks. Because you know what? Over the holidays, you want to feel well and you want to look after your body, and you might want to just abstain a little bit. So we'll be hearing about all of that, plus that amazing Christmas music as well. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. And I did promise some interesting or happy Christmas facts on today's Happy Hour. And I can tell you, this song was written and performed by Brenda when she was only 13 years old. So there we go. If you need a bit of a little, I guess, a festive quiz idea, that's something you can ask. Now, on the Happy Hour, we love bringing you some useful tips that you can take into your day. And over the holidays, if you are perhaps spending them by yourselves or by yourself, or maybe you are surrounded by people but you're not feeling your best, well, there's some ways you can manage those feelings of loneliness. And joining us now is someone who can hopefully advise how to do it.
Hi, I'm Matthew Eves, and I'm a counselling team leader from the RNIB's counselling and wellbeing team. And I'm here to tell you some tips for handling loneliness this festive season. The first thing that you can do to deal with loneliness is to take care of yourself. And that can mean changing your diet. Diet can really have a negative impact on your general health and well-being, especially if you're eating a lot of processed foods. So avoiding those can make a real difference. Exercise is also really important. It releases endorphins, happy hormones, into the brain, and that can elevate your mood and make you feel a lot better as well. The quality of your sleep can make a really big difference to your emotional health as well. Poor sleep can aggravate feelings of loneliness and isolation. So getting regular 8-hour sleep sessions is really important as well. Perhaps the most important thing when it comes to dealing with loneliness is to acknowledge those feelings, to recognize that you're feeling lonely, and to reach out and to do something about it. And that can be really difficult, because often loneliness steals in when we're least expecting it. You can be surrounded by people and still feel lonely, and that can really impact you. The reality is that loneliness tends to come about because there's something that we don't feel able to express, something we don't feel able to share with other people, and it becomes like the grain of sand in an oyster, and that expands out and makes it difficult for us to connect with other people. One easy way of broaching that is to speak to someone who you're not personally connected with, like one of our counselors. That can relieve the pressure of feeling uncomfortable speaking to somebody you know who might be affected by how you're feeling. If, on the other hand, you do feel able to speak to people in your life, then it's always good to reach out to your friends, to your family, and that can really help as well. And that can ease the stress that surrounds loneliness. Alternatively, you could try joining a group or a club. Now, that can be a bit frightening and a bit overwhelming if your confidence has been knocked by loneliness. But often, in a group where other people are feeling the same things or going through the same things, that can prove really helpful. The RNIB offers talk and support befriending groups, and those can match you in terms of your interests and by age as well, so that you're with people who you feel comfortable talking to. There's also opportunities for volunteering. And this again, when you're feeling overwhelmed and perhaps your confidence has been knocked, can be a really good opportunity because you can do it remotely, you can do it from your home, and it gives you that possibility of connecting with other people in a way that you find manageable. This has been Matthew from the RNIB's Counselling and Wellbeing team, and I hope these tips help you over this festive season. Wishing you happy holidays.
Thank you so much to Matthew. Still more to come on the happy hour. We'll have some happy festive facts. We'll be chatting with a master of mixology, British Moody, and we're also going to hear from a special choir.
We're just another winter's day.
David Essex with A Winter's Tale. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio and the festive happy hour. I hope you are having a lovely, lovely time. As always, it's Paulina here. And you know what? It wouldn't be a happy hour if I didn't have a happy or perhaps random fact for you. And today's one is a little bit of both, but with a bit of kind of a sprinkle of Christmas magic. So, apparently, Sweden celebrates Christmas with a giant straw Yule goat. Yes, you did hear me right. In Scandinavian countries, the Yule goat figures into the Christmas flying chariots the same way a reindeer do for Santa's sleigh. And on top of that, there's also a festive tale that focuses on an invisible Yule goat that checks in on the holiday before the big day. So in 1966, the Gale Goat was created in an effort to draw shoppers to the Swedish city where it resides. So it's quite high, it's 42.6 feet high and 7 meters in length. It also weighs a whopping 3.6 tons. Now that's a lot of figures. Now we're going to have more Christmas music on the happy hour. Here's Bing Crosby.
Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Ah, Mele Kalikimaka by Bing Crosby. Oh, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to say that, but I did. Very happy. It's Paulina on the festive or your festive happy hour. And we still have a lot coming up. We have your music therapy moment, which will be a festive track today. And Matthew Eves will return to choose that one for us. We'll be chatting alcohol-free festive drinks for those of us that maybe want to look after our health and just our happiness a bit more this festive period without having to rely on the alcohol. We'll be joined by mixologist British Moody. He'll share some tips for us. And now it's time to hear about My Sight Not a Choir. Who are they? And what do they do? Our Amelia Hilton finds out.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
Shining, it is the light of our dear Savior's birth.
The My Sight Notts Choir meets every fortnight in Nottingham to sing and socialise. We're joined now by choir members Nina Lawson and Erica Cole to hear more about the group. So how did the My Sight Notts Choir begin?
I can't remember how it came together, but we put this pantomime on like 8-10 years ago. When it came to, Julie came on board at some point around then, and she was apparently asked to do another panto because it was really good. But she wanted to do something more long-lasting. I missed the first few sessions, but I've pretty much been here, and so has Nina, pretty much been involved from the start. It's such a good thing to be involved with.
What do you enjoy most about singing with others and singing with a group of people?
I love hearing how it sounds when we all come together and push for a really good performance. I guess it gives us a bit of exercise, gives your lungs a workout. You've got the social aspect as well.
How about you, Nina? What do you enjoy most about singing in the group?
It's such a good atmosphere when you get a good song. Everybody's all warmed up. You've been learning a song for a while. Suddenly you actually start gelling and listening to each other. And occasionally we would do stuff with harmonies. It just sounds so good. There's a buzz in the room. There's a real nice atmosphere when you get it right.
And it seems like the choir performs such a huge range of songs. The Beatles, and before the recording started, we started talking about carols. What are some of your favourite songs that you both have performed with the choir?
There's a Hawaiian piece that we've been doing called Ei Malama, and that is so nice when it comes together.
And do you often sing in different languages?
We've done African ones. Our choir leader, Jane, likes African music, so we did one short song in Latin a few years ago. I think it's Donna Nobis. We haven't officially got an anthem, but our anthem is Something Inside So Strong. And then we've done Bridge Over Troubled Water.
African song called Shona Malanga, that's really nice.
Bingo, yep, I was thinking of that. Beatles and ABBA as well, so it's just a complete range of stuff.
And how do you normally prepare for a performance? Do you both get quite nervous, or do you find that that's what you enjoy most?
I like to be able to work towards something like a performance or a concert or something like that. We performed at the opening of My Sight Notts Grimshaw's latest building, their new building on Heathcote Street in Nottingham. And as you build up to it, you can feel it.
I do get a little bit, but not too bad. I've been doing it for a while now. I think if you can channel those nerves, that's how you create your best work, really.
And you recently performed with the Bradbury Fields Choir from Liverpool. How was it singing with another choir and a whole different group of voices?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was just so nice to have, you know, extra voices and meet up with people that we'd met up with before. We learnt songs from them, they learnt songs from us. Yes, move on, ABBA. We want to do that now.
They seem to sing things to us, and then we're like, well, I want to do that. That was amazing. There aren't a lot of choirs made up of visually impaired people, and I really would like to see that kind of sector grow.
And the good thing is, when you get a group of people singing together, even if some of those people don't have the best voices, when you all come together, it doesn't matter.
Or if you're not very confident
so
either.
Yeah, that too. So even if you don't think you can sing, you can.
Absolutely. Ignore what everybody else says.
What's so special about singing with other blind and partially sighted people?
Unless it's the Christmas stuff, we work solely from the CDs, and our choir leader sits down or whatever at home and produces a CD for the top part and a CD for the bottom part of all the new tracks, and then we go home and we practice those. And then when we come to the rehearsals, we put it all together from there. So everyone's on the same playing field, be they Braille readers, be they completely unable to read Braille or print, whatever the disability, it's a level playing field. We have in the past had a gentleman who lip-read to follow along, but he got in there and he enjoyed himself.
It's just a really inclusive thing. Everybody's in the same boat, as they say. And yeah, it's just a nice atmosphere and a bit of social time as well. Good for your mental health, good for your physical health. A good all-rounder singing, isn't it? Yeah.
Good to be able to go somewhere and let it out. And then you have a cup of tea and a, you know, and a natter at the end.
As we're approaching Christmas, are there any Christmas carols you're really excited to sing or perform?
Our choir leader likes Kate Resby, so we've done some of her songs because she does traditional songs, but like unusual arrangements of them.
How about you, Nina?
I love Christmas for the music, the lights, the food, you know, the whole atmosphere of it. Yeah, Christmas music's just something that's always been with me, really. I do love the traditional carols. I love the Kate Resby stuff as well. Oh Holy Night's a nice one. It's with the Descants. I can't quite get up there these days, but they do sound good. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem, once in Royal David City.
And how can our listeners find out more about how to join or get information about your upcoming carol performances?
Best way to find out would be to contact Jeannie Roberts at my site, not.
Thank you so much to Nina Lawson and Erica Cole, choir members from the My Site Knots Choir, for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Problem, thank you.
Thank you so much to Amelia. Now, more happy random festive facts on the happy hour coming up. We'll also be playing you more Christmas music, like this one. You're listening to the Happy Hour with Paulina, and it's our festive special today. We're of course chatting all things festivities, looking after our well-being over the holidays, and more. And that means I actually have some festive happy facts for you, and I can tell you that one of the oldest Christmas markets dates back to the 1600s. It's the Nuremberg Christmas Market. It's based in Germany. So if you went to it, you'd be kind of enjoying hundreds of years of tradition. So there we go. If you are looking for maybe a holiday destination for next year, that's a recommendation. Now, still to come on the happy hour, we'll have a chat with mixologist British Moody. He's going to share how we can still feel festive, but without actually necessarily drinking an alcoholic drink. So that's coming up very shortly on the show. We'll have our music therapy moment and a quick question. Do you know which song first played in space and has to be a Christmas song? I'll tell you later.
The child is a king. The carol sing, the old is past, there's a new beginning.
You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. With festive period in full swing, you might feel the pressure of having to enjoy an alcoholic drink or two. Well, what if I told you that new research shows that almost a third of Britons are considering not indulging with the festive tipple this Christmas, and instead they are hoping to swap in for an alcohol-free drink? Well, joining me now to share how we can still feel festive but without that annoying headache afterwards is Master of Mixology British Moody. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Paulina? Great to be on the show.
Oh, it's great to have you. So, British, apparently we're becoming a bit sober curious.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's fascinating. This incredible research we've conducted with Schweppes is showing that almost a third of us are deciding to abstain from alcohol over Christmas, which is huge news, really, considering it's the time when most of us associate with indulgence and letting go a little bit.
Yeah, and it almost feels like maybe you should be out of a job if people are not having drinks anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always something to create, luckily. And, you know, we've all had to shift with the times. And, you know, so much data out there just showing, you know, younger generations now, I think it's 23% of under 40s actually don't drink. So, you know, As an industry, as a drinks industry, as mixologists, etc., we've all got to change with the times and, you know, ensure that we're still creating drinks that are relevant to new generations and changing habits.
And that's the thing. I feel like when we go into this festive period, it's quite a stressful time and we feel like we need a drink to relax, but it's almost as if our brains are hardwired to have a drink, so we feel like we're relaxing, but it doesn't have to be the case.
No, absolutely not. I think, you know, some of it can be down to social pressures. some of it can be down to just, as you say, almost that autopilot of it's Christmas, I need to drink. But I think what's exciting now is there are so many options in the non-alcoholic or low alcoholic space. And previously, I think part of the barrier would have been that, you know, you didn't want to just sit there with an orange juice or a glass of cola or whatever it was. And you're made to feel almost childlike. Whereas now, you know, with these incredible options, you know, companies have got an incredible range of adult mixers and soft drinks. You're sort of happy to actually enjoy a soft drink, providing it's presented in an adult fashion, you know, nice garnish, lots of ice in the glass. Yeah, there's so many options. And, you know, there's this whole new tribe of flex tipples now as well, as they're known, who are just being more conscious about drinking. So they're not saying, I'm never drinking again, but they're just saying, I will drink on my terms. And should I not wish to drink, then that's, you know, that's my call as well.
Because that's the thing, there's so many benefits to actually abstaining on occasion and just kind of saving yourself from having the headache the next day or just feeling not well.
You know, I think part of it is a lot of people, particularly out of lockdown, realized that, you know, maybe they were drinking a little bit too much wine and the daily wine became a bit of a habit. And so there's lots of reasons, you know, health being the biggest one, when people have just kind of gone, maybe I need to cut down a little bit. Maybe a glass of wine or two every day isn't necessary. And when I do drink, like the changing habits of alcohol anyway, where people are drinking less, but they're drinking better, they're being more considered. So, you know, cocktails and premium spirits and mixers are on the rise simply because people are not just going through the motions of drinking for the sake of it anymore.
Yeah, and they want to maybe enjoy being around people and not feel as much as they actually need to drink so much and just not feel great.
Yes, absolutely. You know, ultimately, you know, there's so much going on in life now, and so many festivals or events and family. And, you know, I think, you know, people are just more conscious of their time and using the best they can. So it's not always the best idea to wake up on a hangover and have the kids running around or family or whatever it is that you've got going on. You know, you want to stay relatively fresh for that.
Well, I have to admit, when I do feel like I want a drink, but I don't actually want one, I tend to go for tonic water with elderflower cordial and lime.
Oh, beautiful.
It doesn't feel very special. So do you have any recommendations for us for what we could maybe mix up and have that really lovely festive experience?
Well, to be honest, there's a couple of things. Number one is, part of the special experience when you're drinking alcohol is the glassware, is the presentation. So when you're making your soft gin and tonic with elderflower and tonic, great flavor combination, by the way, but why don't you put it into a nice balloon glass, like a wine style glass, lots of ice in there, maybe, you know, like fresh lemon or oranges as the garnish, maybe a bit of black pepper in there. So like you would treat a gin and tonic. When you put that effort into the presentation, the experience is elevated as well. And then from a drink point of view, you know, over Christmas, I'm a big fan of coffee and tonic or coffee and ginger beer. So literally a shot of espresso topped with tonic or topped with ginger beer. And, you know, coffee is a very adult flavor anyway. And then just garnish that with maybe a toasted cinnamon stick or maybe some orange slices or orange twist. So you've got a very kind of adult flavor profile with your coffee, your tonic or ginger, a lovely garnish in there. And the coffee's obviously got that little bit of caffeine kick in there as well. So you kind of feel a gentle buzz or a liveliness, particularly, you know, after your Christmas dinner, perhaps energy is waning a little bit and you need a little pick me up. And it doesn't always need to be alcohol.
You know what? I would have never thought of actually combining coffee and tonic in that way, but you know what, I'm going to try it.
It's delicious. It's really delicious. Yeah.
So you have so much experience of making drinks and non-alcoholic drinks. What would you say is the most popular option people are going for, I guess, this Christmas season?
Well, I think, you know, there's some great non-alcoholic sparkling wines out there now, for example, which is, you know, great to celebrate with. And I say, I think the variety of mixers, and people are just garnishing them and treating them like a grown-up adult drink, and that's the way to do it. So even, you know, a nice glass of tonic, you can put in a rosemary sprig in there, you can put in some peppercorns in there, nice balloon glass, the whole lot. And that's the experience is in the whole thing, not just in the liquid.
Lovely. I actually really like these recommendations. So if we wanted to maybe look up any of these recipes or just get some inspiration, is there anywhere we can go?
Just head to the Schweppes EU website and there's lots of ideas and recipes there for you to explore.
Lovely. Well, British Moody, a master of mixology, it's been fantastic getting some tips for that alcohol-free Christmas this year.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Wham with Last Christmas. And this is, I have to say, this is my favorite, absolute favorite Christmas song. So I had to feature it on the Happy Hour. Now we're slowly, slowly nearing the end of today's show. It's been lovely playing all this music for you and giving you some hopefully useful tips for the festive period to look after your happiness and well-being. But we do have one more thing at the very end of the show. Matthew Eaves is going to return because he's choosing today's music therapy moment. Now remember, if you have a track that you love and you would like to share with us, just get in touch. It's radio@rnab.org.uk. Choose a track and let us know why it's so special.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Frank Sinatra with Jingle Bells. And Jingle Bells is actually the answer to the question I posed earlier. It was the first song played in space. It was played by the crew of NASA's Gemini 6A space flight, and they played the track on December 16, 1965, breaking the Guinness World Record. There you go. Now it's time for just the final thing on today's Happy Hour. Matthew Eaves is going to return to choose our music therapy moment. And also, before I say goodbye, remember, if you enjoyed any of the interviews and you would maybe like to share them with someone else or just listen back to them, we are on podcast. Just search RNIB Happy Hour Podcast. But now, without further ado, happy holidays, and here's Matthew Eaves playing us out with that final track.
Hi, it's Matthew again, and for our music therapy moment, I've chosen Merry Christmas Everybody by Slade. I've picked this song because it's really upbeat and funky and a little bit out of the norm for the old traditional Christmas carol.
You are listening to the Happy Hour Podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you've enjoyed the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips and chat, just catch the full show on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. But for now, thank you for listening to the Happy Hour Podcast.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.